They are faking everything. They're staging everything. It's the Democrats, it's the deep state, it's the complicit, treasonous media. All going along together, even the tech giants are all in on this. They're all faking all of this. They are crisis actors, they are deep state operatives, and they are fabricating every shred of evidence that they claim is real, including this so-called whistleblower, who's nothing but a CIA spy, probably, or Adam Schiff himself. I've got an emergency update for you. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com. It looks like, and we can't prove it yet, but hear me out on this, it looks like Adam Schiff is the whistleblower, or that there is no whistleblower and he's faking like there is, that he is the one who came up with all of this. It's a massive hoax. Now, President Trump said that earlier today. I was co-hosting the Alex Jones Show with Alex when President Trump broke the news with a live televised press conference. And in that press conference, Trump said that Adam Schiff wrote the whistleblower complaint, and President Trump said that it's all a massive hoax. And he also said that he thought Adam Schiff should be investigated for treason. I think Trump knows more than he's saying, but he's already said a lot. So here's how I think this has actually played out and what's actually going on. Just with the caveat that we can't 100% prove this yet, but it all lines up. Listen, here's how I think it happened. So first, the deep state changes the rules for whistleblowers to allow whistleblowers to issue complaints when they have no firsthand knowledge of anything. So it can be secondhand knowledge or hearsay or rumors or anything. It could be something they read in the Washington Post or the New York Times, which was actually cited in this specific whistleblower complaint. What they thought they could get away with was issuing this whistleblower complaint, and then they believed that the president would never release the transcript of his call with the leader of Ukraine. And the Democrats believed that as long as Trump refused to release the transcript, that Democrats, especially Adam Schiff, could claim obstruction of justice, and they could use that as the wedge to demand impeachment. And Adam Schiff has been saying this over and over again, obstruction of justice, and this is what he believes is going to be his leverage point to demand impeachment. Well, the reason the Democrats thought that this transcript would never be released is because the Democrats always project onto Trump their own corruption and crimes and evil, and they thought Trump would be strong-arming Ukraine just like Joe Biden did, or just like Barack Obama probably did as well, or just like Hillary Clinton did. The Democrats assume that everybody is as evil as they are, but Trump wasn't. Trump didn't violate any laws. He didn't demand any kind of quid pro quo at all. So Trump released the transcript, which blew a massive hole in this attempted political coup slash conspiracy by Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, and his cohorts. So then they thought that they would be able to protect the identity of the whistleblower. And now that Trump is saying that, well, I need to be able to face my accuser. We need to know the identity of this whistleblower. Who is this? Notice that the Democrats are circling the wagons now, especially Adam Schiff, saying that, oh, you don't have the right to know who the whistleblower is. We have to protect this whistleblower. And in fact, if you even dare to question who this is, then now you are intimidating a witness, and that's an impeachable offense. So they're coming up with new reasons for impeachment. Every day, every hour of the day, no matter what Trump says, they say, oh, that's you should be impeached for that. Trump says, who is this guy or girl, whoever, this gal? Who's this whistleblower? They say, oh, you should be impeached. Trump says, now you're making it all up. It's a hoax. They say, oh, you should be impeached. Trump says, we should investigate Adam Schiff for treason because he is part of a conspiracy coup to overthrow this nation. And of course, they scream, oh, you use the word treason, even though they use the word treason for years over and over again, almost to the point where we're sick of hearing it from Democrats. But when Trump says treason, then they go berserk, right? But what they didn't count on is that Trump would blow a hole in their conspiracy and then demand the identity of the whistleblower. And because they thought that it would never come to this, get this, I think Adam Schiff fabricated all of it. He's the whistleblower. And which means essentially there is no whistleblower. It's just him. And the reason he says that the whistleblower is going to testify before Congress in a closed door session where his identity is protected is because it's going to be Adam Schiff talking to himself. It's going to be, again, Representative Adam Schiff interviewing himself. He's pretending to be the whistleblower and then pretending to be, you know, an upstanding member of Congress, even though he is a deep state treasonous traitor. And right now he must be panicking because it's all come out that he was quote in contact with this whistleblower weeks before this complaint was ever made. Well, of course he was. It's him. He's the whistleblower. He's the guy. Now, I'm not saying they can't find some surrogate or some proxy at some point to try to roll out to play the role of the whistleblower, but it's clear that this whole thing was engineered by Adam Schiff himself. And it's classic. This is what John Brennan did plotting this entire mastermind Russia conspiracy coup from 2015 on. They are faking everything. They're staging everything. It's the Democrats. It's the deep state. It's the complicit treasonous media. All going along together. Even the tech giants are all in on this. They're all faking all of this. They are crisis actors. They are deep state operatives. And they are fabricating every shred of evidence that they claim is real, including this so-called whistleblower who's nothing but a CIA spy, probably, or Adam Schiff himself. So I don't think there is a whistleblower other than these deep state operatives. I think the whole thing is a hoax. In fact, that's what the president said. And the president is right that this should be investigated as treason. And I, for one, am now demanding to Representative Schiff, show us the whistleblower, if he even exists. Who is he? Produce the whistleblower. Because the president has the right to face his accuser, and we know you don't care about whistleblowers. If you did, you'd be speaking up for Julian Assange, or Edward Snowden, for that matter. And you're not. You don't care about whistleblowers. All you care about is destroying Trump, destroying America, and rolling out your communist coup against this constitutional republic. It's people like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden who were all opposed to impeachment when it was Clinton that was about to be impeached. They all said, oh, impeachment is horrible for this nation. It's nullifying the will of the voters. And it's bad for the country. Now, oh, they've turned 180 degrees on that. Now they say, oh, impeachment has to be done to save the country, that they have to overrule the will of the voters. And in order to achieve that impeachment, they are willing to fabricate anything. This whistleblower complaint, it's a hoax. There's not even a real person there, I think, at this point. It's becoming increasingly obvious. Again, not 100% sure, but it's increasingly obvious. It's Adam Schiff talking to himself. And that's why, again, they're going to have a closed-door session to protect the identity of this whistleblower. Oh, it's going to be put in a federal witness protection program or some BS like that. No, it's just Adam Schiff's psychosis. It's like a multiple personality disorder. What's he going to have, like a hand puppet? He's talking to himself with a hand puppet, pretending to interview himself? Can you imagine if this is actually the case and if this comes out? Can you imagine how this is going to discredit the Democrats forever? If they made all this up, which they did, by the way, and the American public actually learns the truth about this, they made it all up. There is no whistleblower other than Adam Schiff. It's him talking to himself. He wrote the whistleblower report. That's why he had advanced knowledge of it, because he authored it. I'm telling you, Adam Schiff is the political version of Jussie Smollett. He bought the noose. He bought the bleach. I'm talking about Adam Schiff, you know, metaphorically. He put the noose around his own neck and then said, oh my God, whistleblower, whistleblower. It's him. This is a hoax. This is a massive political hoax. And yes, Adam Schiff should be arrested, indicted, prosecuted for treason. This is treason, and he's not the only one involved. There's a long list of these operatives who should be prosecuted for treason. And if they want to say that this analysis is wrong, produce the whistleblower. Who is it? Give us their name. Let's ask this person some basic questions. Are you the whistleblower? Did you witness any of this? Did anyone pressure you to write this report? But what's their name? Who have they worked for? Are they part of a Democrat group? Are they part of an anti-Trump group? Let's hear it. Let's hear who it is, because I don't think they exist. And if this is what Adam Schiff is doing, and Jerry Nadler and all the others, Mad Maxine, Nancy Pelosi, my goodness, they're going to implode when all this comes out, and Trump already hinted that that's going to happen as well. He thinks this is going to turn back in their face, it's going to blow up in their faces. And you see, this is why they are so desperate to take Trump out now in any way possible, because they know they can't beat Trump in the election. So they're engaged in censorship, intimidation, false fabrications, coordinated conspiratorial coup attempts, and the CIA is running the media. So all these so-called journalists are nothing but CIA puppets and media hacks who have been told to fake your outrage. They're all crisis actors, folks. Adam Schiff is pretending to be this whistleblower. The journalists are pretending to be journalists when they're actually media hacks who are basically told they're programmed by the CIA. Here's what you say. Here's the script. Read the script. They're all pretending. It's just like every false flag shooting that you've ever seen. But now in the realm of politics, this is a massive false flag staged operation. And this is exactly what Obama did. This is what John Brennan did. This is like Fast and Furious on steroids. This is false flag squared. This is running a massive gaslighting psyop on the American people, just blatantly lying and hoping that if enough people keep lying long enough that the American people will somehow swallow it, and we're not swallowing it because we can see right through it. Because Adam Schiff, he's a sketchy, snake-like moron, actually, for and a criminal, by the way, for trying to pull this off, and he's going to get caught. In fact, it's obvious already what this really is. Trump is going to get him. Maybe William Barr is going to get him. Adam Schiff will probably end up in prison, along with probably Andrew McCabe, maybe John Brennan and others when this is all said and done. Now, it may take years to unravel all this and get the indictments, but it's coming. There's a long list of these deep state slash Democrat operatives who are going to go to prison, which is exactly where they belong. And that's why they're calling for Trump to go to prison now. Mad Maxine said that Trump should be put in solitary confinement. Basically, they want to pull a Jeffrey Epstein on President Trump. That's right. Put him in solitary confinement. Oh, magically turn off the cameras. And then what do you know? Oh, he's been strangled to death. This is what Mad Maxine is basically calling for. She's a traitor. She's engaged in treason. All these people are engaged in treason. But they have to go all out because they have nothing left and they're about to be exposed. And they're about to go down and they're going to go to prison themselves and they're going to take down the Democrat Party with them. The Democrat Party will be associated with criminality, conspiracy, and illegal coup attempts for generations to come. And all that has to happen is that William Barr has to do his job, unleash these documents, unleash the prosecutions. Trump is doing the exact right thing right now. He's become masterful in these press conferences. He's answering the questions. He's telling the truth. He's pointing out the treason where it is. He's calling for criminal investigations into these people. And amazingly, the Republicans in the Senate and in the House, most of them are standing by and doing nothing to come to his aid. As the Democrats are trying to destroy this country from within, the Republicans are standing by and letting them do it. But guess what? Even that's not going to work because Trump doesn't need all these Republicans in the House and the Senate. All he needs is the Department of Justice, himself, we the people, and God. Because guess what? God is on the side of truth and transparency and individual liberty and America, which was founded on Christian principles, by the way. God is on our side. Because the demonic Democrats and deep state operatives, they are infested with satanic slash demonic energy, which is the only reason why they still enjoy murdering children who are born alive. But I'm not even going to get into that. You already know that about them. They are demons. And those demons are about to be exposed, and they're going to burn in hell for what they've done. And that's only after they rot in prison in this world for a lifetime for the crimes that they are carrying out or attempting to carry out right now against this republic and our elected president. See, we the people have the power to protect our president and to make sure that the criminals get indicted and prosecuted. And the Democrats never count on the people, because Democrats have no faith in the people whatsoever. That's why they treat their own people like dirt and crap. But we the people, Trump supporters, we are enlivened with spirit and intelligence and creativity and a desire and a commitment to defend that which is right and good for our nation. So we're going to stand up for our president. And if they try to take him down, we're going to take them down with the support of the president himself. We are going to support the president's efforts to seek out the criminal prosecutions, the arrests where necessary of those who are committing treason against this country. And we will not stand by and allow our nation to be steamrolled by these crooks and con artists who are known as Democrats and Adam Schiff himself and others. We won't stand by and just allow that to happen. We're going to stand up and we're going to defend our nation. And the more the Democrats escalate this, the stronger Trump gets and the stronger our support for Trump gets. Right now, today, Trump is already going to win in 2020. By the time Trump is finished exposing these criminal, traitorous, seditious Democrats and their crooked ways and their lies and conspiracies and false flag operations, Democrats are going to be finished for a generation, if not two or three. It's going to be over for them. Like Rush Limbaugh says, you can't convince Democrats of anything. You have to just defeat them. You have to defeat them. And that's what we the people are going to do. That's what Trump is doing. That's what the Department of Justice, or at least part of it under William Barr, is now doing. That's what the independent media is doing. We're exposing and defeating these treasonous criminals, these demonic, malicious crooks that are Democrats today. Because that's what Democrats stand for, is destruction, deception, suffering, destitution, collapse, control, authoritarianism, tyranny. That's what the Democrats stand for. And it's time to shut them down at the ballot box and through the legal process, through every means that is lawful and peaceful. Shut them down, yank their power away, and never let them rule over you ever again. Not in this lifetime and not in eternity. Not in on any plane of existence. Never let that form of evil rule over your heart or your mind or your soul ever again. Defeat these demons now. And you can live in peace with real joy, with real abundance and creativity and a connection with God and a connection with history and liberty and the struggle of men and women throughout history who always wanted to be as free as we have been. But it's all at stake right now. We can be free again, but only if we are willing to take a stand right now. Defend this president, defend this republic, and help make sure that communism and Satanism do not rule this world. Because they're trying, and they're having a lot of success in certain sectors like Hollywood and universities. They're having a lot of success, and it's time to stop them and shut them down. And that's what we're all about as well. All of us in the independent media. We're still here. They thought they would have destroyed us by now, but they failed. We're still here. We still have a voice. Because we exist as beings beyond our voices. We have our hearts and minds and souls invested in all of this, invested in human freedom, liberty, compassion for all human beings who want to be free, who want to be alive and awake and aware. That's what we stand for. From a baby that's just been born to a senior citizen that wants to live without being forcibly euthanized by socialized medicine and you know, the eugenics police state medical system that also kidnaps children and forces them to undergo chemotherapy against the wishes of their parents. We stand for real freedom, real liberty. We stand for protecting life and protecting liberty. And we're gonna continue to do this with every breath. For as long as we are here on this earth, we're going to stand up for what's right. And we are going to continue to expose evil and stand against that evil and work with your support to defeat that evil. That's what we do. That's why we're here. So I thank you for watching, you know. And if you want to support our mission, healthrangerstore.com. Hundreds of products. We do the lab testing. We check everything, the heavy metals, the glyphosate, you name it, so that you know that you've got clean food, clean supplements, clean personal care products, so you can protect your mind, your neurology, your body. You know the clarity of your thoughts depends on the cleanliness of your lifestyle. And if you're polluting your body with toxic foods and toxic supplements, stuff sold at Amazon.com, it's loaded with lead and mercury and arsenic and all kinds of heavy metals and other crap. Wall Street Journal did a big expose on Amazon. Amazon products violate FDA, violate federal law. Many of them have been recalled and they're still being sold there. They're contaminated. Wall Street Journal. Plus, we did reports on it as well. We verified it in our lab. You want clean products? HealthRangerStore.com. It's the alternative to the toxic crap sold by Amazon. And you want free speech? Brighteon.com. It's the alternative to YouTube, which is nothing but a propaganda censorship hub controlled by the very same deep state operatives that are trying to take down Trump and trying to rule over this country with their authoritarian regime. There are alternatives. You don't have to live as a slave. You don't have to eat lead literally in your foods and supplements. You can get clean food. You can exercise your free speech rights on Brighteon.com. You can learn the truth on naturalnews.com and other independent media sites. It's all there for you. All you have to do is access it and then help us defeat evil and win this fight for our future. Win this fight for liberty, life, truth, honesty, and for America as well, which needs to continue to exist in this world to counter the evil of communism, communist China, and by the way, the big global war that's coming, because that's what the globalists want. In any case, I thank you for your support. And I'll continue to be here to bring you this kind of analysis in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.